all to consider for a second the very simple fact that by far most of what we know about the universe comes to us from light. We can stand on the earth and look up at the night sky and see stars with our bare eyes. The sun burns our peripheral vision. We see light reflected off the moon. And in the time since Galileo pointed that rudimentary telescope at the celestial bodies, the known universe has come to us through light across vast eras in cosmic history. And with all of our modern telescopes, we've been able to collect this stunning silent movie of the universe, these sort of series of snapshots that go all the way back to the Big Bang. The universe is not a silent movie. The universe isn't silent. I'd like to convince you that the universe has a soundtrack, and that soundtrack is played on space itself. Because space can wobble like a drum. It can ring out a kind of recording throughout the universe. To capture songs from the universe, we turn our focus to black holes. Because black holes can bang on space-time like mallets on a drum. It can ring out and have a very characteristic song. Like to play for you some of our predictions for what that song will be like. Black holes are dark against a dark sky, and yet black holes may be heard even if they're not seen. And that's because they bang on space-time like a drum.